Charlie, thanks very much for letting us in your house, mate.
No problem.
Came a long way since Fintry,
Nah,
eh? It's lovely. What is this, the West Wing?
it's the East Wing.
East Wing, mate, right,
Yeah.
yeah. Right, mate, just obviously we've asked you to do this, doing really well in the Premiership, down south. One of the few Scots that are down here. How are you enjoying life down here?
Listen, life's changed a lot since, I've been here nearly 8 years now, and life's gone quick and changed a lot. From when I was younger playing at Rangers, it was, it was always about Rangers. But now, when you're playing in the Premier League, it's you're open to everybody, and I'm loving it. It was a great move for me at the time, and it's something I always tell younger kids, that it's important when you get an opportunity to go and play, you need to play.
Do you miss up the road?
No, I don't. No,
Yeah.
I don't miss it. When you growing up, it's there and now, isn't it? It's all about you, and when I was in Glasgow, I enjoyed it. I had a great time there playing for Rangers, one of the biggest clubs in the world. But when you get out of the Goldfish Bowl, it's so much easier. The pressure's off and you enjoy it better. But I've come here and set up a family and two kids now married, so it is moved on a lot. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the future, and it's been a great move since I've moved from Rangers.
Just going back to the Rangers days, what was it like growing up? Obviously, you've moved through for Dundee and growing up with similar boys your age out in Glasgow. Was it a good time?
Yeah, it was great, but the thing is, I was never brought up a Rangers fan, so I
No.
never understood what it was like to be the Old Firm. I was a young lad going in, with my eyes open. I supported Dundee, and I still do now, but it was never for me going to the Old Firm. I thought it was the be end all, and some of the lads that were there playing, every day were earning contracts, because it was a life, it was a family's life playing for Rangers and Celtic. But for me, it was going there, and it was a massive step. Moving away from home was obviously a difficult one, but I enjoyed it really, really, really good. And I felt I had a good career there. And let's say when your time's up, when it's time to go, and then moved on and moved on to Blackpool.
Obviously, at the time, it was Paul Le Guin that gave you your break in the first team. You
Yeah.
were on loan at St Mirren before that. Before Le Guin came in, did you think you were ready to play first team football at
Well,
Rangers?
I had a spell at Ross County for 6 months. Alex Smith took me up there, and Jimmy Bone. I really enjoyed it. There was great lads up there, people like Jamie McCunney, Jim Loughlin, and that were up there, and it was a great time. Stuart Taylor, now assistant manager at Wolves, he was there, and it was a learning experience at 17 going up there. But I got injured after about 2 or 3 months, and I come back and I had a problem, so that never really went as well as I did. And then I seen the end of the season at Rangers. And then Gus took me to St Mirren for the year, and when you get promoted and you win the Bells Cup, it was amazing, and I really enjoyed it. And then that's when I knew that I wanted to play. And luckily enough for me, the manager obviously changed at Rangers, and Paul Le Guin come in, and I got a great opportunity to play, and I've done well. And I'm probably one of the few that was sad to see him go, as because he gave me an opportunity that any other manager never gave me. So it's difficult. They always have that reason, but no, I enjoyed it, and it was great to be able to play for Rangers, the amount of games I played.
When Le Guin came in, could you tell straight away that he liked you? What was it that you think he liked?
I think scoring a hat trick in South African pre-season helped, but no, he was always at me, and he always wanted more, and I always felt that I was going to get an opportunity because I was around the first team a lot. And then when the first day of the season came, we played Motherwell away, and I got man of the match. And that was obviously when I first started playing, and then I played a few games in a row, and it was great. And he just let me play, and I played on the left wing, and I was still young, but he tried to help me and coach me, and he was tough to work under, but he was good for me. And obviously the disappointment of what happened to Rangers, that's for every manager to see, but it was good for me on a personal note.
Do you think if it was like a Scottish manager, maybe an old school English manager, because maybe the foreign p manager probably liked you because your technique, you're a technical player.
Maybe.
If a Scottish one came in, maybe you wouldn't have got that
Well, pro
opportunity.
probably no, because then when Paul went and then Walter came in, it changed. Yeah, I played a few games under Walter, but I was probably playing in the Old Firm games, or when we were playing at Aberdeen away, the tougher games I was playing, and I wasn't enjoying it. And then I went on loan to Blackpool for 6 months, and it broke my heart. I was in tears, like on the phone to my mum and dad. I says, "I don't know." It's like, obviously when you leave Rangers and Celtic, you think it's the
It's
end
the
of the
way down,
world, but it was important that I had to take that challenge, and I took it, and I came here, and I done well for 6 months.
When you first broke into that Rangers first team, though, how was it playing with people like Ferguson and stuff like that? Was it the demands tough?
It was difficult.
Was
you
it?
Know, people, everybody knows that Fergie likes to moan, but I always learned something from John Brown. He said to me as a kid, when I stop shouting at you, that's the day that you need to worry. Uh-huh. And, you know, Fergie was at me every day, and I don't know, probably that he wanted the best out of me, and I always felt as a young kid growing up, like, you know, you never ever want to say anything to the first team players, but I always felt that he was quite hard on me. Uh-huh. But I respected him as a player because I thought he was a wonderful player, and he was a great player for Rangers. So yeah, they were the players, but there was a lot of other players that had a good influence on me, like, you know, Arthur Newman was there at the time, and you know, obviously Boydie and, mm-hmm. and people that, it was good, it was a good group, and I come through a lot of good players as well, so that made it a lot easier.
But do you think that made you a stronger person, the way Ferguson?
Of course it does,
because you don't really get older pros like that now who are hard on.
You don't, and I try and do that myself with younger kids, but they always feel that you probably moan at them. But like after a session, I'll try and tell them, listen, I'm not moaning at you, I know that you can do better. Uh-huh. You know, I've had, you know, early in the season at Stoke, you know, I had an issue with one of the young kids playing when we played at Morecambe. And I basically told him that, you know, we want more. And he was like saying to me, well, but you're always moaning at me. I said to him at the end, I said, listen, I'm always moaning at you because I know that you're better than what you're giving. Uh-huh. And it's important that, you know, as a young kid, I think that's gone away, that the senior pros now, you know, you want a reaction for the young kids. Uh-huh. Because at the end of the day, we think now is all the players that they get it too easy, and which uh-huh. they do. And, you know, the job's obviously gone. You know what it was like when you were at Celtic Park. It's those jobs. And they don't do that nowadays. Uh-huh. And I think the whole philosophy of that side of the game's gone. But, you know, it's it is good to be able to help them, and let's say you need a break, and hopefully, let's say I got that break, and it's important that you take it.
Just the last wee bit on Le Guin, do you think it was the time that he went, do you think it was necessary for him to go? Was it the time?
I think there was probably an issue with it. The form mentality is different, and Fergie probably never liked it because it was always played down. There was never an argument after a game, which as British managers or whatever there could be. And he never liked that, and he thought that probably Ferguson was too strong a character in the dressing room with the players that he had, and, you know, the manager wanted to make a statement, and he got rid of him, and it backfired. And it's a shame because his philosophy and the principle was right, but probably underestimated Scottish football and what he should have done.
But amongst the boys, was everyone saying it's time for the manager to go?
No, I've never been in the dressing room where I've thought, you know what, that manager's going to get the sack. Yeah. It was at the blue when he got the sack. But I think he made some crazy decisions, as in he gave Gavin Rae the captaincy, took it off Fergie and gave Gavin Rae. And it's difficult for Gav because he was in a situation where he was playing, but also, you know, when a manager comes in and just straight away gives it to you, it is difficult. So, no, he made decisions that probably cost him his job, but at the end, though, I appreciate that he gave me an opportunity to start my career there and then deserved and enjoyed it.